Welcome to the Oh Trouble podcast. Menards is known for lumber, lawn supplies, and 11% rebates. But for some shoppers, it's also the perfect grocery store. On today's pod, we talk to people who have ditched traditional supermarkets entirely and now rely solely on Menards for their weekly food run. From navigating the freezer aisles tucked between fertilizer pallets to discovering unexpectedly gourmet finds next to the caulk and paint thinner, these loyalists explain their strategies, favorite staples, and why buying your spaghetti sauce where you buy your circular saw blades just makes sense.
Okay, well, we'll introduce ourselves. I'm Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. Yeah, longtime shopper. What about you all?
Yeah, I'm new here. I'm not new in the game, like, as per se, like, new in shopping. I shop all the time, but I'm here to really learn about the groceries that you have here, because it's shocking to me that the selection that's here.
And do you have a name, new one?
My name is Francis.
Great name.
Hi, Francis.
Hi. Francis. It's confusing. It's Francis. I've been made fun of a lot for it, but that's okay. Francis is the name, and that's my game.
Hey, welcome, Francis.
Glad to be here.
You know, I always thought Francis was a lady's name, but nice to meet ya.
I've heard that. Yes, I've heard that. Yeah.
What about St. Francis, okay? You're clearly not Catholic.
No, I grew up in the Lutheran church.
Yeah,
sorry
weak
there.
Coffee, okay.
Yeah. My name's Michael, Michael Johnson.
Johnson.
From Weyerhauser. And, been a long time shopper at Menards. Probably have been buying my groceries there much longer than most of you. Really ever since my wife left me. So hope I can share some of the lessons I've learned to really maximize, you know, the buy-in at Menards.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Michael. Hi, my name is Florin, and I just moved here, and I was so excited to find a place like Menards that I can get everything from blue jeans to chocolate-covered peanuts. And so I've just found that shopping there just takes care of all of the needs that I have. And there's normally a really handsome guy in the lumber section, too, so it's kind of a great place.
Okay. And, Florian, where did you move from?
I moved from Iowa. And before that, I was from Texas. And before that, I was from Florida. And before that, it was Pennsylvania. And before that, it was Massachusetts. Should I go on?
No, we get it. You're a military kid, Florian.
No, I just like to move.
Okay.
Yeah. Grew up in one of those RVs, like the kids on Christmas vacation, yeah.
Yeah. I love me a good RV.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Florine, that's a pretty exotic name there.
Thank you. I got it from it wasn't my father. It was my stepfather. Actually, my third stepfather. But my mom was with a guy, and we think that that might have been who my dad was. And anyway, she was on Bachelor number 3 by the time that I came along, and so he picked out my name. But yeah, getting back to Menards, what's your favorite thing, you guys, that you buy there?
So yeah, like I said, I'm just trying to really learn about this place. And you said they had chocolate-covered peanuts?
They do.
Okay.
Yeah, they have all sorts of candies. You can go ahead and get gummy worms. You can get Mike and Ike's. You can get chocolate-covered peanuts, like I mentioned. You can get all your assortment of candy bars.
Florin, I'm going to hold you right there real quick. Where in the store? Because I went through the saw aisle. I've been through the hard lumber. I've been through the carpet aisle. You know, you can roll the carpets down and
I kind of get lost.
Too far?
You come in the main entrance, you go through the turnstile, okay? You take a left and you go by all of your cleaning supplies, okay? You go to the middle of the store and then you hang a right. And there on the left side is all your seasonal stuff. You'll have your trees in the wintertime. You'll have your summer furniture in the spring.
Oh, like patio sets.
Patio stuff. And then you keep going down that way. And on the right there, before you get to the washing machines, that's where the candy is.
Okay.
And here, don't get yourself distracted. That happened to me once. I saw the center thing that had all the spices, and you know, my ex, that used to be her thing. I just need some salt and pepper. But I stopped there once, and then I forgot to keep going, so I just came home with a bunch of spices.
Okay, Michael, that's not very Lutheran of you. Spicing up your food.
I mean, it's salt and pepper, maybe a little paprika.
Well, I was gonna say, I'm a button pusher here. I used to be a real diehard. I did. But ever since that 11% rebound, it kind of came out as like fake, illegal, fake news.
What?
I don't know. There's a compensation claim. So I...
Wait. What's this now?
That essentially the 11% rebate just like isn't the 11% rebate. It's false advertising. So I take it upon myself to, you know, 10 finger, 5 finger discount.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel completely ethical stealing from Menards.
Wow.
That's why I shop here.
Have you ever been busted? And how do you do that?
You know, it's tough. Those employees are, they're real eagle eyes.
Yeah?
There's a lot of them, too.
They're everywhere.
Paid to do nothing.
You look anywhere down the line and you see somebody dressed in blue, I swear.
Yeah, but, you know, they see me hunched over with the headscarf. I might, like, crop dust them to keep them away.
You're not the only one.
Hey, it's a tactic. It's
whatever
guerrilla
works.
Warfare out there in this economy.
Right.
So if I can steal, I'm going to steal.
Okay.
Speaking of crop dusting, the only thing crop dusted we did was cornfields down in, where was that again? I think Florence, Texas. We crop dusted everything. I mean, everything. I mean, and that's probably where they get most of the food here from Menards. It's crop dusted foods.
But there's no produce. If it comes in a can.
There's not even produce here?
Nope.
Listen. The 2 weekends a month when I have my kids, because my wife needs to do my ex-wife.
Oh, I thought she died.
Oh, no.
Oh, she left you. I thought she passed on.
No.
Oh, my God, I thought you were a widower. Sorry, Michael. God.
No.
I really took you for someone else.
No, my ex. Yeah. She said I spent too much time at Menards. That was part of our
separation. I mean, yeah, that is
separation.
A
turnoff. But no, they do sell canned peaches in the little fruit cocktail cups there. Because my bratty kids, they've gotten spoiled with my ex. And she has fresh fruit, and so they expect something when they come stay with me.
And so you satisfy them with the canned fruit from Menards.
Yep. But they don't sell bananas. You know, if you really need bananas, Quick Trip's got
them. Is the place. Yeah. That's right, for sure.
But usually if I'm going to Menards... and I need to go to Quick Trip. I don't want to go inside unless I need beer.
And
yeah.
That's one thing they don't have at Menards is beer. But I wouldn't put it past John
but
Menards.
They have clearly Canadian.
Oh.
Yeah, they do. They kept it in. Yeah.
Mm.
They have it in cans now.
Wow. Who knew?
They have what?
Clearly Canadian. I thought you were a DDT kid, but...
Clearly Canadian?
Oh,
what the heck is that?
Oh, it's like only the world's best seltzer water.
It's clearly not a good idea to have beer here. So I don't know why they would sell that.
This
There's
is
hard
water.
Tools. You could hammer your finger right off while you're drunk on the Clearly Canadian. And then you go, oh, oops, I knocked off my finger. You know, like, that's crazy.
That's why it's clear.
Hmm. Man, I'm going to write all this down. I'm going to get lost in this crazy, crazy store.
It's easy to do.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to, you know, it's nothing for me to go in there and spend 2-3 hours. You get me in the painting section, and I'm just mesmerized, you know. But that's why it's good that I keep rolling back by the food section, because then I can at least buy the things that I need, you know. I mean, they've got, and next to it, they've got the toothbrushes and the toothpaste. So, I mean, like, I can do every bit of shopping that I need to do at Menards. It's pretty great.
Yeah. And they have... really great deals on nitrile gloves.
Everybody needs those.
Yeah. And pay with cash. If you're not going to steal, pay with cash.
Yeah, I heard cash is king in these parts.
Cash is king, and honestly, I don't trust John Menard to not send my receipts to ICE. So.
When you get the...
There's collabing, just so you know. Don't be alarmed.
Okay.
Yeah. If you guys start stealing, I'm happy.
Cheryl.
You know what? Michael, you might not, like, be a guy who wants to make a stink. Maybe that's why your wife left you. But here, in these parts, we stand up for what's right.
Cheryl, I'm just so excited. I've never met a kleptomaniac before.
In this economy?
In this economy. I've just never met one. Not that I knew. I mean, like, I've been a lot of places. I've seen a lot of things. I've met a lot of people. Never met a kleptomaniac. You're the first.
Okay, Cheryl, I got one for you.
Hmm.
So there is a camouflage recliner.
Yeah.
That I have had my eye on. And I know we had our little 11% rebate pause over Christmas, and now it's back. And I've thought about buying it. But how would you get one of them camouflage recliners out of Menards with your 10 or maybe 20 if our friend Florine here is in?
Oh, we would call that a four-wheel discount.
Okay,
yeah.
But how do we get it?
Because we get a cart. Oh, here's what. Let's just say Menards employees underpaid. So you come with cash.
Just high school kids.
Exactly. You bribe them with cash. We need an inside job. Someone on the inside. Oh, are you not serious now, John?
Oh, no. It got my wheels spinning.
Yeah. Michael, I can tell you, you're a good guy. And this is a table of bad boys. I can tell Florine, she's bad as shit.
Badass.
Francis.
Yeah, I got kicked out of the last place I was in because they said I was bad to the bone.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. It looks like you eat Tide Pods.
Oh, it's for fresh breath.
Exactly.
And, you know, if you got a little tiny t-shirt, you can throw it in your mouth and wash it with, you know, and then I don't know why you'd have a tiny t-shirt, but Tide Pods, they go right to your head.
Mr. Michael Moral Superiority telling us that, like, what, we can't steal from Menards now?
Oh,
who
you
are you?
Sound just like my ex.
Well, let me guess. Is her name Linda?
No,
okay.
It was Susan.
Same difference. Well, Michael, when you want to grow a pair, you can join us at this table.
Well, what are you going to steal next? Hamburger Helper?
We got a big job planned.
What?
Yeah, the Easter candy's coming out. Yeah.
Your kids need Easter candy, yeah?
Yeah.
I can't afford that shit.
Okay, exactly why you got to get on this.
How do we do it?
Number one, arrive with cash.
Okay, so we need cash.
Number two, set up a distraction.
Oh, like what?
Francis is going to be perfect for that.
Francis.
Yeah, I'm new here.
Yeah, you are.
They won't suspect a friggin' thing.
We'll just, like, give them a pen to chew on, and that will distract
at
least a couple employees.
Yeah, security probably doesn't know Francis.
No.
Not yet, they don't.
No Polaroid up in the office there.
I'm going to be the new baddie here.
Yes.
Tell me, what's your plan?
I don't know. I've never stolen before. At least not from my beloved Menards.
Yeah. Well, no gods, no masters, Michael. It's time.
Okay.
Break the sacred contract.
What are we going for?
Your chair.
Oh, I thought we were going for the Easter candy.
Your chair and Easter candy.
Well,
we're going to do it all?
Might as well, right? Go big or go home.
Yeah, maybe even a frickin' hot tub.
I like a hot tub.
So they got this right. We're going to steal candy and a chair.
And a hot tub.
And a hot tub. How does this help me?
Builds confidence.
Do you have money?
I have nothing, actually. I'm, like I said, trying to look for a job. And I'm new here. And I only grocery shop here now.
Well, after this, just let me clue you, you're not going to want to apply at Menards.
Yeah, they'll steal your wages, you'll get fired for no reason, and you may be sexually harassed.
I mean, I did work at a Walmart in Texas, so I think I'll fit right in.
Yeah, you're right.
I think I'll fit right in. But first, I need to clear some things up.
Okay, Francis.
I've actually been undercover this entire time.
What?
Man.
I work for John Menard himself, and frankly, what I'm seeing here, quite disgusting, to be honest.
Yeah.
I come from a long line of disgusting people, and trust me, I know disgusting when I see it. And you three, you're disgusting. What do you have to say for yourselves?
I don't talk to bootlickers.
Yes, I've licked a boot or two, but...
Are you
have to lick
me?
A boot to get to the top
There's
of the shoelace.
Number. There's rubber oozing from your mouth. There's an 11% rebate flashing in your fucking eyelids.
You know, that was actually my idea. The 11% rebate, I wanted to do 9.5. They said, do 11, it'll be nicer for the people. But I prefer, you know, I think people should get their money back a little bit. Turns out it was against the law, but that's fine. We'll make it 12% and we'll get through the loopholes. That's fine. But I really was here today to really try to figure out what the people think about this rebate. And it seems that you don't respect a goddamn thing.
Not when it comes to this.
Correct. Yeah, these here United States in 2026, hell no, we don't respect Menards.
No. Looks like I'm buying my groceries at Fleet Farm now.
Yeah, they have good candy. They have a huge aisle. You go in the front door.
Go ahead. I own them too. We own everything.
What? Oh my gosh.
We are a
Menards conglomerate?
Monopoly. You know what? You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, corporate conglomerate.
Yes. That's what my boss told me to say. Exactly what he told me to say. Quite frankly, I don't even know where to go from here. I think you're going to need to be brought up to the board. The board of Menards.
Oh, the waterboarding?
Yes. Waterboard. They don't waterboard.
Hey.
They haven't waterboarded since the last time they waterboarded.
Yeah, you know who that was?
The
little old me. 1988, thought I could steal a chainsaw.
You got a sex change?
We don't call it that anymore.
This has been the Eau Claire Trouble, the Eau Trouble Podcast.
The Eau Trouble Podcast is a roundtable panel-style podcast featuring improvised conversations with some of the most distinctive voices from Eau Claire and Western Wisconsin, and is produced by Andy Hansen and the graduates of the Eau Claire Improv Theater. The music is by Andy Hansen. The views, opinions, characters, and scenarios presented in this podcast are for entertainment purposes only and are the product of improvisation. Any resemblance to real people or actual events is purely coincidental. The hosts and participants are performing fictional characters and scenarios, and nothing stated should be construed as factual information or the personal beliefs of the performers. Thank you all for loving and sharing this podcast. We feel the same.